Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Sam Clark Show. I know I've been gone for a second. Today I got a little bit of time before I step up into this job. I just wanted to say to everybody that no matter what you're going through, no matter what your trials and tribulations are, no matter what your eagerness is to complete something or get something done or waiting period or whatever may be happening in your life, God is in control. God's bigger than any obstacle. He's bigger than any situation that you might feel like you have in your life that just can't be handled. And I've learned how to just give my problems and my worries over to God, because, you know, today as I'm sitting here in this parking lot before I take this long walk to get to my lab, one of the things I'm always constantly reminded of, just how fortunate and how blessed I am, because there's some people who can't walk. There's some people who can't get up. There's some people who can't, you know, go to work because they don't have a job. Or there's some people who just don't really know how good they have it because they're taking life for granted. And, you know, I refuse to be one of those people, because, you know, when you sit back and you figure out how good God has been and what he has done for your life, you start to not take those things for granted, because you could be in the opposite situation where you don't have anything. And I have to rejoice and be thankful. But more importantly, what I wanted to share with everybody is, if you have a situation, a problem, whether financial, whether physical, mental, or anything like that, you can go to God with those problems. You can formulate this nice sentence and ask him to relieve you of your stress, relieve you of your problems. Because I know I came here today and I was worried about something yesterday, and I said, well, I'm worrying and I shouldn't be worrying, because it's going to be all right. Like, it's going to be okay. I'm here now, and I'm still, like, it's still a thought, like what you have to do at work, and you know, instead of thinking about it, you might just want to put the plan into action, so that way you don't have to think about it any further and just get everything done. So that's what I wanted to talk to everybody about today on the show, was, you know, if you are one of those people that's a worrywart or a negative Nancy, or just a person that just constantly have a lot of things bogged in your brain, just stop for 5 seconds, meditate, ask God to just relieve you of those stressors and those thoughts and replace them with new ones and better ones and creative ones. I'm about to walk up in here, and my biggest thing is, oh God, like when you wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, I gotta go to work, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. But really, just you know, I was sitting here and I was like, thank Jesus, I got a job. Thank you God, I got family. Thank you God, I got, you know, finances, you know. So I just wanted to share that with you guys this morning as I matriculate and continue with my schooling. And this next segment coming up probably later on this week will be about girls trip that I'm going to be taking soon. It's actually a retreat that's going to, you know, really shine some light on some things that I need to, you know, be doing. And I hope to share that with you guys. Also, maybe some upcoming giveaways. I still didn't get to my sister-in-law to see who won, but anyway, Tori Clark, did I win? I love you. I hope that everybody has a blessed week and continue to strive. This is only Tuesday, so motivate somebody. Motivational Tuesday. If you see somebody that needs your help with something and they don't quite know how to ask you, help them anyway. And just keep on, you know, focus and keep on moving forward and doing good deeds and doing what God is asking you to do. In Jesus' name, we all pray that you guys are blessed and we can just move forward in the day. I really don't know what I'm going to talk about next week, but we're going to see. You guys got to stay tuned. Nobody's been listening. So if you don't listen to the podcast, you won't get all the good and the things that are to come forth in the show. Might have a guest speaker, I don't know. But you guys gotta stay tuned for that. Y'all have a great week.